The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Weekday evenings on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. It's 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. Host Daryl Wood brings you the day's news and trending topics as only he can, with a unique blend of conservative opinion, constitutionalism, and thought-provoking analysis. Join the conversation. 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood. A daily look at the news in a way you won't hear anywhere else. Tune in to 6 o'clock talk with Daryl Wood on FM 101.5 and AM 1400, The Patriot. Or stream at patriotdetroit.com.
You are in what part of the country?
Southwest Colorado.
Wonderful. How are you picking us up?
Oh, I stream you guys on my iPhone every day.
Fantastic.
I am a resident of Sterling Heights, but I frequently come to Southwest Colorado.
I am just thrilled to be hearing from you out there in Colorado. Continue to listen, tune in again, and call at your earliest convenience. Godspeed.
Run to Win with Daryl Wood, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. on Faith Talk Detroit.
We want to train 120 pastors. How many of those pastors will you allow the Holy Spirit to direct you to support, to educate, to bless with the living Word of God? 833-443-5467. Daryl Wood, along with Mike Murray and Tim Kroll. We're back.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
This is Run to Win.
It's a beautiful day to march for life, isn't it?
The Daryl Wood Show.
Oh, Daryl, thank you so much. I'll zone you every day.
Where we talk about religion.
Be what God wants you to be, and you will be what America needs.
You don't have to be a Christian to see the evidence of design, but I happen to be a Christian. The identity of the designer is clearly the God of the Bible.
Don't make me start preaching up here.
Politics.
Even if Israel has to stand alone, Israel will stand.
And everything in between.
Christians need to become, once again, the force with which to be reckoned in this country. We are not going gently into the good night where we are silenced and marginalized in the public square.
You like the Paul Revere of Christianity, you know that?
Good work and God is with you.
Engage.
Go and throttle up.
Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. On the air now, talking with you about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. We'll be doing it over the next 2 hours of the program. But folks, make no mistake about it, that 2 hours will go pretty quickly. So when you hear something that piques your interest, you should probably dial that number, 866-423-9578. Chime in, talk with me about it or anything directly or indirectly related to it. That's how it works here on a Monday through Thursday with regard to the program. You see, those are the days of the week when the rundown is king. Whatever's on the rundown is what we're talking about. When we get to Friday, though, you get to set the rules, as it were, and you get to kick my rundown to the curb. Talk about whatever you want. That's Friday, not today. 866-423-9578. Thank you to each and every one of you who have made it a priority to donate to our Helios Project. The Helios Project is a project put together by Dr. Woodrow Kroll and people working with him to provide audio material to men who have been called to preach the gospel in far-flung locations of the world. speaking many different languages. He makes his sermons preached over the last 23 years on his Back to the Bible broadcast and story lessons available for them to listen to so that they who do not have the means whereby to attend a formal college, get a traditional college education in the Bible, spend time in dormitories buying expensive books and commentaries, Bibles, and other study materials. They simply listen to the Word of God as preached and taught by Dr. Woodrow Kroll. Imbibe it for all it's worth. Learn the Word and become faithful stewards of it as they grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and as they pastor churches in the foreign countries where they are being trained using the Helios Projects. The Helios Projects include two pieces of hardware, a device that has audio recordings on it that is solar powered, and a USB drive that contains about 282 biblically based stories, Bible stories that are illustrative of the Bible and much of its content. That other device has 199 Bible lessons on it taught by Dr. Woodrow Kroll with regard to what the Bible teaches on the essentials of the faith, Christian doctrine, Old Testament scriptures, and the like. You can help a pastor be trained for the gospel, preaching, teaching, responsibility that is now before them by simply contributing $50. Between now and the end of the month, and that's only a couple of days, folks, between now and the end of the month, we need to raise enough money to train 44 more pastors. 44 more pastors, that's about $2,000. Somebody out there can give $1,000 today, and if that's you, we thank you for listening to the Lord and obeying His call upon your life as you open out of the treasure, the store that God has blessed you with to make that available to train pastors in the gospel. In this particular point of time, we are focused on the nation of Brazil, where 120 pastors are waiting to receive the Helios Project's materials. Can you help us today with a $150 contribution? That $150 contribution will train three pastors. If you can't do $150, can you do $50 to train one pastor? Or maybe you can do more. Maybe you can do it on a monthly basis. Maybe you can pledge $25 a month, and by the time you have paid off your pledge, you will have trained more than one pastor. So consider doing whatever it is the Lord would have you do at this particular point in time. And here's a phone number that you dial to start the conversation about what it is you're going to contribute to help spread the Word of God and teach pastors the grace of the Word of God so that they are able to not only preach but teach it to the congregations in Brazil where they will be ministering. The number for the Helios Projects, 833-443-5467. Once again, 833-443-5467. And of course, if you'd like to go online, take a look at the Helios Projects hardware and see how it operates, you can do that at trainapastor.com, trainapastor.com. And when you get over there, take a look at it, peruse the materials and all of the great information at that site, trainapastor.com. Let the Lord move upon your heart and speak to you about what it is you will do today to help send the Word of God abroad. And we thank you in advance, brothers, sisters, for your support. In the meantime, here's the number you dial to start the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show, about the news, the topics, the stories you really care about. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. I want to say that when we ended our program yesterday, we had just started on talking about certain aspects of the ESG programming that is now being put in place by a lot of corporations in and around the United States of America that will be used as a guideline for investing your money, your dollars to achieve the purposes that many of these leftist-oriented groups, yeah, that are receiving money from corporations, your money, are going to be using to do things that they otherwise would not be able to, because they would not be able to get legislation through Congress to spend the money in ways that they will do using the ESG formula, environmental, social, and governance formula for the investment and distribution of dollars held in funds for pensions, IRAs, and other similar investments all over this country. I mean, the money fund managers that have signed on to the ESG standard are being blessed by the likes of the Biden administration. We talked about that yesterday as well. We also let you hear from a presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, who is talking in detail these days, not only about running for presidency of the United States, but why ESG is wrong for the United States of America, wrong for corporate America, just wrong. He calls it a scam. We're going to go back to that material in just a while on the program, so stick with us as we delve into it. And as a resource, we are using also a book that I read and got an interview with the author, Mark Morano, a few months back, The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. The Great Reset, Global Elites and the Permanent Lockdown. This book contains a lot of information about how ESG is going to be implemented in our national economy as a precursor to pushing America into global governance. 866-423-9578. There are people who are in the process of setting up structures, financial structures in particular, and infrastructures to resist ESG, but you're not hearing a lot about it. At some point, we're going to talk about some of that, and we're going to talk to some of the people involved as well, which is why we're going to take a number of days, weeks, maybe even months to talk about ESG so that you understand what's going on under your nose, even though you may not be hearing about it. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV, time permitting. We will get back to some of the ESG information we started talking about just the other day on the program. And I hope that many of you who are in the audience today were with us to hear that. And if you weren't, then you may want to use the WLQV mobile app, which will allow you to leap back and grab the program for that particular date. In this particular instance, it would be the 28th of March, hour two. And you can get that through the WLQV mobile app and listen to what I talked about then. We can't take the time to go back and replow all that ground. 866-423-9578. 866-423-WLQV. Lots, as always, to talk about in the mainstream media or with regard to it and what we are learning in the 24-hour news cycle about things like the immigration crisis at our southern border, updates with regard to what's happening based on that shooting that took place at that private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. Some interesting political rhetoric swirling around that particular issue. We'll let you hear some of that in the moments ahead. We're moving beyond discussion of what happened and even trying to figure out why it happened, and focusing, at least with regard to a couple of politicians in particular, on the fact that as a targeted event, as the chief of police in Nashville, John Drake, said it was, as a targeted event, it was targeting, at least according to one politician, Christians. 866-423-9578. So as such, if in fact Christians were the target of the individual shooter, the female with the gun on that private Christian school campus, then is this a hate crime? 866 888-423-9578. I know that there are a lot of people focusing in a lot of different areas with regard to this particular crisis. But this is just another of those areas that is now emerging that people are starting to talk about. 866-423-9578 and talk about crises. When you take a look at what's happening at our southern border, the seeds have been sown for destruction. The destruction of not only this country, but the destruction of our way of life and a massive redistribution of wealth based on the indiscriminate flow by the millions coming in over the country, over the border into the country. That being the case, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas once again appeared before Congress to answer for how he is executing his job, or as some lawmakers seem to put it, not executing his job. In fact, one lawmaker in particular essentially called for his resignation during a congressional hearing. I'll let you hear the heated dialogue from a couple of those exchanges in the moments ahead. 866-423-9578. Dial that number, join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. I wonder if you see it the way that others do. See what, Daryl? What's happening with the potential drop in income tax rates here in the state of Michigan? It's one of those things that's happening, but not because the governor of the great state of Michigan is all in, along with the Democrat legislature, for making that drop in your tax rates happen. As a matter of fact, the governor was trying to outwork, and I talked about this in some detail about 2-3 weeks back. The governor tried to, in some detail, rework the finances of the state of Michigan so that a law was not triggered that called for the automatic drop in the state income tax. In other words, she wanted your state tax rate to remain right where it has been, 4.25%, as opposed to it dropping to 4.05%. And thank goodness the state's finances and what has happened with them has triggered that cut in the state income tax rate. That being the case, now there is a battle shaping up as to whether or not those tax rates will be permanent as opposed to temporary, which is why I ask, is the governor and the attorney general, are the governor and the attorney general trying to rip us off? 866-423-9578. You say, Daryl, why? Why are you saying it like that? Well, the governor's attorney general was asked for her legal opinion as to whether or not the tax cut that is going to take effect, thanks to the Republican Party, that did not allow the governor to get away with her money repositioning scheme. Let me put it that way. She wanted to transfer $800 million forward in the budget that would have made it impossible for the tax rate to be cut. It didn't work because there was no Republican support for that move in the time frame that would have been necessary for that to happen. So we will see a cut in the tax rates, which means a savings of about $700 million for Michigan residents in terms of taxes. That's a good thing. Why does the governor, why doesn't the attorney general of Michigan think so? Because in the attorney general's legal opinion, which was requested on the issue, she said, no, it's her opinion, legally, that the pending tax cut is temporary. There are those who say, sorry, that's not what the law says. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show.
serving the body of Christ. You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500, WLQV Faith Talk Detroit, where listening brings hope, an Odyssey station.
Planning for retirement is no small task. If you don't know where to start, tune in to Retire Right with Sean Mueller of Mueller Retirement Planning, Sunday mornings at 7. It's a fun show about a serious topic. Sean shares helpful information that just might change the course of your retirement. Listen Sunday mornings at 7 to Retire Right with Sean Mueller. Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
It's easy and profitable to be kind to others when you enter the Kindness Challenge. Each day for 30 days, we'll post a new act of kindness that you can do for others. On April 17th, you could win $5,000, and a deserving organization will also receive $5,000 in your name. You can make a difference in others' lives when you enter the Kindness Challenge.
Go to FaithTalkDetroit.com to enter, and follow us on social media for daily acts of kindness.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-958-5305. 800-958-5305. 800-958-5305. That's 800-958-5305.
This is Daryl Wood. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how it has literally changed the way I sleep. The pillows don't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape, and they're made in the USA. For a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a Queen Premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a queen size premium, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener in square and use the promo code RUNTOWIN. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dreams bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, 800-919-5912, and use the promo code RUNTOWIN at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
It's a sad truth. At some point in your life, you would have blended into that Jerusalem crowd that called for the death of Jesus. In fact, we all would have. But God extended amazing mercy to the groups that made up that mob, and He has extended mercy to you if you're a Christian. Join John MacArthur for an encouraging Easter message on the next Grace to You.
So join me, John MacArthur, and study along on Grace to You weekday mornings at 8 here on WLQV.
25 years ago, one extraordinary show danced its way into history. Riverdance. Now it's time for the next step. Experience the breathtaking phenomenon, Riverdance, the 25th anniversary show.
March 24th and 25th at the Fox Theater. Tickets at 313presents.com or Ticketmaster.
Go to FaithTalkDetroit.com and enter to win a pair of tickets to Riverdance, the 25th anniversary show at the Fox Theater.
Yeah, a mighty fortress. A mighty fortress.
Yeah.
A bulwark.
A bulwark never fails.
866-423-9578. We are off and flying. Show's official observer, Michigan Association of Broadcasters, award-winning Brian Bileski is manning the controls, flying the ship, keeping us aloft this afternoon as he screens your calls. His will be the first voice you hear when you dial in, 866-423-9578. 866-405-9578. But don't worry, Brian's a nice guy. 866-423-9578. Representative Josh Hawley says the Nashville Covenant Christian School shooting was a shooting that targeted Christians, and as such, he believes it should be labeled a hate crime and prosecuted as such. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. This week, the Republican senator on the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and FBI. Let's see. On Tuesday, the Republican senator called on the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and the FBI to open up a federal hate crime investigation after a killer opened fire on the school children and adults at the Covenant Christian School in Nashville, Tennessee. On Monday of this week, three children, three adults dead. The shooter dead after police arrived on the scene. And not too little or not too much can be made of the performance of the Nashville police, because I would say just take a look at how they executed their responsibility with regard to a live shooter in a building where they entered pretty much sight unseen, ready to run toward the gunfire. And in a total of 14 minutes from the time the call was made to the Nashville Metro Police Department to the end of that 14-minute period, the shooter was dead. That includes the travel time after getting the call, entering the building, finding the threat, and stopping the threat. Every law enforcement expert across the country looking at the situation, and the video has been made available, is saying that this was textbook execution. Execution meaning the mode, the method of operation, the way these cops did their duty. And this wasn't the SWAT team. These were the men who drive the squad cars every day and park them and then go home at night, trained to respond to the situation and executing in a way that was pure precision. 866-423-9578. Unlike a similar situation we saw not that long ago in Uvalde, Texas, where you had police officers arrive on the scene of a mass shooting event, and they all stood around waiting for somebody else to tell them how to do their job. It was a disgrace. And as I said so then, I say so now, because you take a look at the way the situation was handled in Nashville, and that's the way it's supposed to be done. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Hats off to those police officers and to all the men and women of law enforcement who execute their jobs with that kind of dedication, that kind of precision, that kind of courage. 866-423-9578. My only problem with the entire situation is that someone with that kind of professionalism and firearms competency should have been in that building from the very first minute. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. But on Tuesday, again, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri calling on different government departments, the Department of Justice, Homeland Security, the FBI. Josh Hawley wants all of these agencies to investigate what happened at that Christian school as a hate crime, because the killer opened fire in the school, a Christian school, taking out innocent children, men and women. Quote, this murderous rampage, this taking of innocent life, was a horrific crime, but more specifically, it was a hate crime, end quote, Hawley said during remarks on the Senate floor. He continued, and I quote, "It is a crime under federal law to target and commit acts of violence against Americans because of their religious beliefs, because of their religious affiliation, or because of their religious practices. This should not happen in the United States of America and should now be investigated as a hate crime. And now we must act to see that it does not spread," end quote. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. And there are those who've expressed trepidation, maybe even some apprehension, that this could be a growing trend in our country in the days to come. I'm not so sure that's the case, but what I would say is that it is more than obvious that this particular school, with whom the homicidal maniac had an earlier affiliation, was a target, and the chief of police, John Drake, in Nashville said as much based on her prior affiliation with the school and a manifesto that they were still working their way through. We're understanding that the contents of the manifesto may not ever be made available to the public. I wonder what's in that manifesto. I wonder if it's specific language about her hatred for the Christian faith or the people who practice it or the Bible or God. 866-423-9578. I can only speculate because we're not going to get a chance, at least at this particular point in time, to peruse that screed for ourselves. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. You can talk with me about it should you decide to. The president of the United States got another case of foot-in-mouth disease regarding this situation. I have some audio. It's going to be a little bit hard to decipher, but a reporter stopped Joe Biden and asked him about the comments made by Representative Hawley regarding the Nashville school shooting as a hate crime. 866-423-9578, 866-423-WLQV. Dial that number, join the conversation. You know, now the president had just gotten off of Marine One, and with the props still twirling and the engine still idling there on the lawn after the president exited the chopper, it's a little difficult to distinguish what he's saying above the noise or to hear the reporter to whom he is speaking. But the reporter asks the president whether or not he agrees or disagrees with the characterization of the attack on Coventry Christian School as a hate crime because it seems as though it was targeting Christians. This is how the exchange sounded. And again, it was recorded with a great big old noisy helicopter in the background. Do you believe that Christians were targeted?
No idea.
The president says, "I have no idea." Did you hear that? And then the reporter counters. Josh Hawley, he says, believes they were. What do you say to that? And this is what Mr. Biden says. He says, "Well, I probably don't then." Don't what? Don't believe it was a hate crime perpetrated against Christians. What kind of an answer is that? It's an answer that was supposed to have been some kind of humoresque, joking response by the President of the United States to a question about a very dire situation that this man could not resist projecting uber partisanship. Instead of simply saying, Representative Hawley is entitled to his opinion, and I'll just leave it at that. He says, "Well, if Hawley thinks it's a hate crime, well, then I probably don't then." And then he chuckled.
I have no idea.
Yeah, then he said, I have no idea, and then moved off. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Apparently, the man does not have a clue as to what is or isn't appropriate and when it is or isn't. 866-423-9578. But nobody will hold him accountable for it. And we're talking about the deaths of innocent Americans. We're talking about the deaths of 9-year-old school children. And this man wants to play partisan politics. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. But then again, it is Joe Biden after all. And we can look for him to put that foot in his mouth at least once a week, maybe more. 866-423-9578. Dial that number. Acrimony and intense debate and disagreement over the lives affected by illegal immigration and how that impacts children as well. That came up today as Ted Cruz, Senator John Kennedy, and others questioned the Department of Homeland Security head Alejandro Mayorkas. And of course, they, as well as many others, believe that this man ought to resign. And Ted Cruz even said so at one point. It was sort of a call for the resignation of Alejandro Mayorkas. He was pretty insulted by the line of questioning as it was doled out. Listen and see what you think.
The deaths, the children assaulted, the children raped, they are at your feet. And if you had integrity, you would resign. And I will tell you, the men and women of the Border Patrol, they've never had a political leader undermine them. They despise you, Mr. Secretary, because you're willing to let children be raped to follow political orders. This is a crisis. It's a disgrace. And you won't even admit this human tragedy is a crisis.
Claiming 1 minute chairman time, Mr. Secretary, would you like to respond to any of those questions?
What the senator said was revolting. I'm not going to address it.
Your refusal to do your job is revolting.
866-423-9578. You know, again, that during the administration, that is the Biden-Harris administration, we've had millions of people cross our border illegally. More people have crossed this border illegally in the first couple of years of this administration than at any other time in the history of record keeping with regard to illegal crossings of the border. That's pretty darn inciting, don't you think? 866-423-9578. But Senator Ted Cruz was not done.
Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Senator, we have a challenge of...
You refuse to answer the question.
Not...
Mr. Secretary, let me show you how someone doing his job answers a question in a straightforward manner. Chief Ortiz, is the crisis that is currently ongoing at the southern border making the border less safe?
At this point, he is using a series of cards that have transcribed the testimony of Chief Ortiz as he was questioned before this same congressional body.
For Americans and aliens alike, answer yes. One word, one syllable, three letters. That's how someone answers a question and does their job. You're being a politician misleading the American people. Let me give you a chance again. Will you show the same integrity Chief Ortiz shows? Is the crisis at the southern border making Americans less safe? Yes or no?
Senator, we have 260,000.
You refuse to answer the question. Let's move on.
866-423-9578. The issue of children being trafficked at the border came up as well. Children and others. Did you know that there was a color-coded system put in place by the cartel for how they keep tabs of the money owed for the people being trafficked? Alejandro Mayorkas didn't. You'll hear that exchange when we come back.
Get a fresh perspective for the whole family. Focus on the Family with Jim Daly and John Fuller. Weekday mornings at 9:30 on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500 Faith Talk Detroit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Looking for a way to get free from debt? Well, gather up your bills and call a Care One credit counselor today. We are credit counseling agencies that have helped 2 million people just like you.
I see people every day who are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge and the bottom is bankruptcy. We pull them back and they appreciate that.
You get to consolidate your payments. You only have to make one payment a month instead of worrying about 3, 4, or 5.
Care One credit counselors have experience assisting people to get out of debt and get on with their lives. To help you take your first step, they're offering a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details.
It is your path out.
People are truly amazed when they call us and see what we can do to help them. I mean, the relief in our voices.
Call us because we can do amazing things.
Get your consultation and debt analysis by calling a Care One credit counselor today. One simple and confidential call can get you debt-free.
800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. 800-284-1349. That's 800-284-1349.
Mercy Me in 2023. The Always Only Jesus Tour with Mercy Me. And featuring Taya and Micah Tyler.
This is Bart from Mercy Me. We'll be playing songs from our new album as well as your favorites. Come see us. Let's go.
Produced by Rush Concerts.
Enter to win 2 tickets to see Mercy Me at the EMU Convocation Center on Sunday, March 19th at FaithTalkDetroit.com.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Before abortion was legalized, pro-abortion activists claimed tens of thousands of women died from illegal back-alley abortions. One of those people, Dr. Bernard Nathanson, later admitted those numbers were totally false. According to the U.S. Vital Statistics, only 39 women died from illegal abortions the year before Roe v. Wade. Today, the extreme pro-abortion organization called Occupy Democrats claims the same outrageous numbers. They also claim Roe was the end of women dying from abortions. This is another lie. Hundreds of women have died from legal abortions since Roe. And those are only the reported ones. Most go unreported. Abortion advocates will say and do anything to keep the lucrative abortion industry humming along while women and their babies suffer.
Like us on Facebook at Life Issues and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to FM 92.7 and AM 1500 WLQV Faith Talk Detroit in Odyssey Station.
866-423-9578. Dial that number and join the conversation on Run to Win, the Darryl Wood Show. Members of the House of Representatives and the Senate are not all that happy with what's happening as a result of the handling of things at the southern border by the Department of Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas. Senators took him to task the other day, among them Ted Cruz, as you heard before the break. Ted Cruz, he just didn't pull any punches, let's face it. When it came to the issue of trafficking humans over the border and how the cartel have taken control of our southern border, Ted Cruz was amazed that Alejandro Mayorkas didn't seem to even understand the most minute details about the color-coded bands that many of these illegals wear as they cross the border.
Has the crisis at our southern border made Americans less safe, yes or no?
Senator, we are dedicated to the safety.
Has the crisis made Americans less safe? I don't want a discourse. It's a yes or no question.
Yeah, he just couldn't seem to come up with a yes or no answer.
What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are? Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border, and if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see.
We'll get that straightened out.
What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are? Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border, and if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands, because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion-dollar criminal organizations, and these are modern-day leg irons, because these are children being sold into sex slavery, and you don't even know what they are. That is astonishing.
Well, tell us how you really feel, Ted. 866-423-9578. So as you can see and hear there, color-coded bands that demonstrate how much money these, in many instances, children owe the cartel for crossing illegally into the United States. And as you heard Ted Cruz say, the senator from Texas, say, the enablement by the Biden administration with regard to the ease with which they seem to be able to move back and forth across that border, trafficking people, has created a new class of billionaires within the ranks of the human and drug trafficking cartels. But all of this apparently is lost on Alejandro Mayorkas. 866-423-9578. Did you hear him say he didn't know what those bands represented? When Senator John Kennedy, the Republican from Louisiana, questioned him about stopping people from abusing our asylum system, he seemed to be equally incompetent in terms of his ability to answer.
Why haven't you adopted unilaterally a safe third country policy that would stop, except for children, all the folks from the Northern Triangle countries, all the folks from Venezuela, all the folks from Cuba, all the folks from the Middle East from coming into our country? Why haven't you done that?
Senator, it's my understanding that those are two things. It is my understanding that those agreements do require
you don't have to have an agreement with anybody. It can be a policy established by the Department of Homeland Security.
Senator, I'd have to review the
you legal... haven't reviewed that? You haven't considered that possibility?
Let me finish, if I may.
Sure.
I would have to review the legal underpinnings of your
assertion.
Well, you
better get reviewing.
And I also
you ought to get reviewing. This is the first time that's occurred to you.
I also do not think that that is sound policy.
You don't think that's that? This is the first time that's occurred to you.
866 423 800-919-9578. They weren't done, but we'll just stop it right there because we're up against another of our hard breaks. 866-423-9578. In the next segment, you're going to hear a little bit more of that exchange and your phone calls. And we have almost full bank. 866-423-9578. Back after this.
FM 92.7, AM 1500, the mobile app, or on the web. We're all the same great Faith Talk Detroit.
This is Luke Hammett. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has just announced that our listeners will receive one of his books, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO, absolutely free with any purchase using the promo code Luke. It's a great time to buy his warm and wonderful My Slippers. They are designed to wear indoor and outdoor all day long. They're made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue, and made with quality leather suede. For a limited time only, Mike Lindell is offering 50% off on all My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use the promo code Luke. You will also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including some overstock products such as individual towels, blankets, comforters, and so much more. Call 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke. That's 800-861-6525 and use the promo code Luke at checkout.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you want to make a difference in your life that impacts you for years to come, then it's time to stand with Israel by going there. Consider the thrilling excitement of joining nationally syndicated media host Dr. Sebastian Gorka and renowned author and filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza on the Stand with Israel Tour November 30th through December 9th, 2022. Journey through the Holy Land with two of the most respected political commentators of today. Together with like-minded travelers, you'll see over 40 iconic sites during the 10-day tour. You can pray at the Western Wall in Old City Jerusalem, float on the Dead Sea, and take a boat out into the middle of the Sea of Galilee. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com to reserve your spot or call 855-565-5519. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com or call 855-565-5519 to book today.
People ask me sometimes, Lance, I'm worried about my finances and I feel bad because I should be worried, right? I realize that inflation is going to be eating up money. I've got to do something to get around this crazy stock market and Biden's spending spree. Gold has, since the beginning of time, been the resource that God's people have relied on. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, is what the prophet Haggai said during a time of great shaking. To protect your retirement, I recommend that you diversify your 401k or IRA right out of paper assets and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with Gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. I want you to text the words FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. And get a free info kit on gold IRAs. There's no strings attached to this, so just text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 and see what I've discovered here about gold and its ability to stabilize your investment and create a storage of wealth for you in unsteady times.
Listen to Turning Point with David Jeremiah, weekday mornings at 6:30 a.m. on the new FM 92.7 and AM 1500, Faith Talk Detroit and faithtalkdetroit.com.
Run to Win, the Daryl Wood Show. Compelling testimony coming out of Congress over the last couple of days, especially with regard to the ignorance being expressed by Alejandro Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security chief, who thinks that they're making great strides at securing the southern border. But is the southern border secure? I mean, is it really? Is the southern border secure? Let's hear once again what Senator Kennedy and Mr. Mayorkas were talking about. Brian, let's make sure we have that.
I said safe third country. All you have to do, Mr. Secretary, if you're really serious, and it's beginning, frankly, to appear that you're not, is adopt a policy that says we're not seeking anyone's agreement. We don't have to. If you're coming from another country, and you come through, let's say, Mexico, and you say you're seeking asylum, you have to seek it in Mexico or the other first safe third country, or you can't come in. Period. Done. End of story. Why don't you do that?
Senator, I don't think that we have the unilateral authority.
Sure you do. Other countries do it.
Number one and number two, as
I
mentioned.
If you try sneaking into China.
As I've mentioned, I do not think that is sound policy.
Why?
Because you are basically shutting down our asylum system.
No, you're not. You're saying we honor your right to seek political asylum. But you're cherry picking. Do it in Mexico first. Why have you done that?
I think I've addressed that issue, Senator.
And, of course, in smug fashion, he doesn't really care. 866-423-9578. Jenny's in Brownstown Township. Jenny, thanks for the call.
Hi, Daryl. I just wanted to, first of all, I'd like to point out that this is not the first time that we have caught Biden chuckling about something that really matters.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I would like to say this. All this sex trafficking, all the drugs that's coming across the border, all the abortion that's going on, these Democrats do not care about the kids.
I hear you, Jenny. I think that a lot of people are starting to arrive at that same conclusion, and all you have to do is take a look at the evidence right in front of your eyes. Jenny, thanks a lot for the call. Gary's in Brownstown Township. Gary, thank you for the call.
Hey, Darren. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you.
Hey, Darren. It's been a bit, but you were talking about Joe Biden and some of the remarks he made. I don't know if you heard that when he came down for the press briefing right after the shooting, he was joking and said the only reason he came down is because he heard they had chocolate chip ice cream down
yes,
there.
Yes, I am aware.
Which was bad enough. Mm-hmm. And then he continued to talk about, I've got a whole freezer full upstairs. And they started laughing. No, I'm serious. Totally, totally inappropriate. Mm-hmm. I think the guy needs to get a mental capacity test. I think that we should start impeachment proceedings under Article 25. And you know, you're the president of the United States, the most powerful position in the world and in some people's viewpoint, and you're joking about what just happened to these poor children and these people.
It is not a good look at all.
Absolutely. One of the worst I've seen, and I hope our congressional leaders in the Republican Party take some kind of action to hold them accountable, because it's just totally ridiculous, disrespectful, inappropriate, everything bad you can think of. My wife, you want to say something? Okay, never mind. My wife wanted to make a comment, but she's passing. But, it's so upsetting just to even think about the way he handled himself.
Yes, it is.
That was all I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate it, Gary. You said it well, sir. Thank you for taking time to do it. Maybe next time we'll hear from the missus. 866-423-9578. Mark, I'm in a bit of a quandary because I don't want you to get started and then have to get cut off. We are near the end of our first hour. I'm looking to Brian Bielski, show's official observer, the paladin of the lost hour. Brian, I don't think it's a good time to take the call. He's shaking his head in the negative. So, Mark, hang in there, buddy. Your call's coming up at the beginning of our program after the top of the hour break. Don't leave town. 866-423-9578. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being with us for this first hour of the program. Second hour coming right behind it. with more of the news, topics, stories you really care about in this, the greatest nation in the history of the planet.
Is our car still under warranty?
Not anymore.
My sister just got an extended service plan from Ox Car Care.
Ox Car Care?
Yep, Ox will cover our repair bills if anything happens to the car, new brakes, a transmission, AC, or engine problems. Plus, Ox Car Care offers free oil changes, tire rotation, and roadside assistance.
Wait, we pay nothing on repairs? Ox gets it fixed for us? Free oil changes, free tire rotation, and free roadside assistance? What's the number?
800-294-7524. Ox has a 30-day money-back guarantee and is A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau. They handle their claims from start to finish, unlike the other warranty companies. We should call now. 800-294-7524.
All right, the last thing we need is an unexpected car repair bill. I'm calling Ox Car Care now.
Call Ox Car Care for your free quote, 800-294-7524, or online at oxcarcare.com. Ask about senior and military discounts. Don't get stuck with the major car repair bill. Call Ox Car Care today, 800.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.